stay tuned at the end of the podcast for South African's newest artist, Einto, singing All Day.
Hello, everyone. This is David Arrowsmith, reaching out to you all the way from lockdown London, and you are listening to Joshua Bass on the Final X Legends podcast.
Hello, everybody. It is your host, Joshua, back with another installment. I wanted to touch base on something that I had the pleasure of coming across today. I was fishing, diving, and surfing in the authors groups, especially the Aspiring Authors United group that I'm in. I saw a wonderful comment by someone asking about the title of one's book and when to put it out there. And I myself, you know, love this because I have the blessed gift of coming up with the title upon conceptualization of my stories. When I get that spark, it's like the story I'm working on, The Final Legends of Escalation, which, yes, it's Escalation, guys. It's not Escalation. I actually came up with the word one day when it was like 2010, I believe. And this is with the old TV guys, you know, like when you still had a channel for like TV Guide and whatnot. Or not even channel for TV Guide, but I was looking through the actual like guide button. And there was a show coming on called Holy Sword Excalibur. And beneath it, there was a show that said something like Ultimate Devastation. And my brain combined Excalibur with devastation and destruction, and thus the word Excalation was born. And I created a whole definition of it, which means a holy war, including every form of being, from human to elf to werewolf to vampire to demon to dragon to angel to even God himself and the four horsemen will reign in this apocalyptic Excalation. You know, that's what it means. So, anywho, that's a tidbit about me, but I like the whole concept of, you know, creating the story beforehand. Now, that doesn't mean you're wrong if you're writing and you haven't created your story idea yet. You know, it comes. It comes when it comes. Sometimes, you know, you write your whole story and the name doesn't come to, you know, a whole 2 months later, 2 weeks later, 2 days later. It depends. You know, I think it's good to come up with a title, you know, as you're writing, because it keeps you on like a pathway. You know, you know the name, you know what your story's living up to. But that doesn't mean that you're wrong or that I'm wrong for writing or creating in our own ways. You know, sometimes you just need to push that story out. Just go ahead and mush it out, get it done. Let the name come to you. The name may form as you're writing. It happens. Because I don't know if you guys know this. I'm pretty sure many of you do. But the story changes as you write. I've had characters, I've written out outlines, and I've done their age, birthday, background, mom, dad, relationships with everyone, like whole outlines. And then I start writing and they completely change. Completely change races, gender, and they fit a whole new character that I've created in, and it flows with the story. So let the title come to you. If you can create it beforehand, hey, do that. The title may change. You may create a title and then it may change a couple times as you're writing. Who knows? It's up to you. You're the creator. What's up, everybody? We got a small update. Once again, we have two wonderful billion-dollar writers. We have a Miss Maria Staya and a Miss Jeannie Brown, who I had the pleasure of speaking with, the both of these ladies, over the course of the last couple of days and today. Turns out they both are writing amazing self-growth novels, ones that depict how to dive into the mindset of one's own childhood. It's amazing that I had the fortunate opportunity to speak with two strong women, sophisticated women, who have both written great novels, which the links will be in the description to this wonderful podcast we have today. They both identify the child state of our essence, and they reflect on core issues that may have arisen in our young childhood years to our teen years that develop into our adulthood and senior adulthood that trickle on to our children and grandchildren and cause repetitive effects. I love that these women have identified this. I really would appreciate it if everyone would check them out. Pick up a copy of their book. I'm going to do so because I personally love being self-aware to my own growth. And it staggers from time to time. Sometimes you could read a good book, and after a year or two, you start to lose a little of that, what you learned, because you're not practicing it, because you're not keeping it readily available. So sometimes it's difficult to go and reread the same book. I myself, I do that quite often. But for those of you that may need something new, something to revitalize and re-energize that self-awareness and keep you going, keep you grounded, keep you heavenly built and blessings stacking up, I behoove you, please pick up not only Mariah's book, but also Miss Jeannie's book. I'm going to go ahead and put the links in the description. They're both available on Amazon. I would really love for everyone to check them out. They're really intelligent women. And I mean, I'm a 31-year-old young African-American male here in America. And I myself can learn a thing or two from these intelligent women. So if I can, you can too. Let's all get with it. Let's stick with it. They're billion-dollar writers giving a billion-dollar mindset. Thank you, Miss Maria Staya. Thank you, Miss Jeannie Brown, for y'all wonderful literary works. I look forward to seeing you guys on the show soon. Talk to you guys later, and I'm out. Bye.
Do you have a book or product you'd like to promote? Contact Final X Legends Podcast today. Are you a female writer who needs help getting their story off the ground? Are you tired of worrying about untrustworthy or unqualified publishing and editing services? Literary Ladies Publishing Service is a proud partner of Final X Legends Services, and we can help you build your story today. Visit us today on Facebook or Instagram, or visit our website, www.buildingherstory.com. We know everyone has a story inside of them.
A big shout out to Joshua and all listeners on the Final X Legends podcast. This is Amir Hansen from Detroit, Michigan. Now, if you're into action-packed adventures at 150 miles per hour, I highly suggest you check out Jalen Hassan's Street Racing Club Volume 2. As you charge into the story at full throttle, you'll zoom into a world of chaos and corruption. Two rivals aiming for the glory only to set each other back with petty grudges and revenge tactics. Throughout this journey of breakneck speeds, you will be blessed with three different endings to pick from. Street Racing Club Volume 2, available on Amazon. Order now.
I'm on my cheese on my track.
Smoke my weed all day. I'ma get high all day. I'ma go see my lean all day. I'ma get porn all day. I'ma go fast all day, I'ma go blow all day. Bitch, you dick, smoke my weed all day. I'ma get high all day, I'ma go see my lean all day. I'ma get porn all day, I'ma go fast all day, I'ma go blow all day. Bitch, you dick, niggas too clean, I'm flexing. Call Miss Nas, got I'm too dope, I'm fence. I ain't even studying, nigga, I'm red. I'ma go all out, niggas blown red. Fed it on my pocket, that's full PF. Wanna get girl, feeling like I'm little baby. Is it with a trip, or nigga just pay me? Too high, niggas on my body. He too wet, he just said die. Oh god damn me in my body. More trouble, sweet, hip and walk like a target. I'm the oldest in the game, I'm the main man. How we eat y'all niggas like a pain man. No nigga for the feature, I'm a body bad. No where to find nigga my payday. Walking on street, nigga my B day. You for the street, whole bitch train mean. Ain't doing it for fun for the living. Ain't got time to play, I'm winning. Pull another walk, oh god, I'm winning. Smoke my weed all day, I'ma get high all day, I'ma go. See my lean all day, I'ma get porn all day. I'ma go flex all day, I'ma go blow all day. Bitch, you dick, smoke my weed all day. I'ma get high all day, I'ma go. See my lean all day, I'ma get porn all day. I'ma go flex all day, I'ma go blow all day. Bitch, you dick, smoke my weed all day. I'ma get high all day, I'ma go. See my lean all day, I'ma get porn all day. I'ma go flex all day, I'ma go blow all day. Bitch, you dick, I'm a grandpa dreamin', I'm a new name, bitch. You fool me, bitch. And what has he take? Fuckin' niggas on my way out of the way. Toto, man, gone for a rest. Fuckers on the game and I aim for a rest. Run that way, nigga, carry money back. Hoppin' no stay, be like pussy in the boots. Flexin' on my nigga, pull up on my new shoes. Bullets on the run, I'm going, never losing. Had a cheat chair with the guy in the morning. Tell me, boy, you other way, you bring your other heat. Tell me, always keep around, no, keep behind. Then I wanna pull up on stage, gon' be lit. Bring you all the heat when I hop in no beat. Spillin' on the truth, cause hair, I'm out of bed. Pickin' on four, nigga, hope is a mood. Ain't playin' anymore, I mean, I'm elevated. Living in the morning. but man, I'm tryna get rich. I'm keeping on my name, oh God, I'm mad. Now tell me he the realest, oh God, I'm mad. Pull up in my cramp part 3, now my new name me. You fool me, bitch. Smoke my weed all day, I'ma get high all day. I'ma go see my lead no day. I'ma get pro no day. I'ma go fast all day. I'ma go blow all day. Bitch, you dick. Smoke my weed all day. I'ma get high all day. I'ma go see my lead no day. I'ma get pro no day. I'ma go fast all day. I'ma go blow all day. Bitch, you dick.